Now I go to you. Like, how did you first meet Jay, and how did you come about meeting him, and talk about your early experiences with him?
Yeah, man. I met him when I was on the Lollapalooza tour and whatnot, you know what I mean? And it was with Funkadelic. And my man used to play keys with him. His name was Amp Fiddler. So we were on the tour, and the whole time we were on the tour, we building. He's like, yo, I got this cat I want you to meet. And we like, you know, probably the second date he's talking about this. So it's like we're getting near probably like the 20th date. He's like, every day, he's like, yo, I'm telling
and this
you,
this is
till
like
we get 90, to
this is like 91, it's 90, 92.
Nah, 94.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was like, well, actually.
Yeah, because it was around Beats Rhymes
yeah,
Life, right?
94.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So then we get to Detroit, and sure enough, you know, after the show, whatever, Amp comes on the bus, we on the bus, we had just got off stage.
Yeah.
And James was there, whatever. He had one other cat, I can't remember the other cat was with him, but we was there, we chopped it up. You know what I'm saying? He passed me off the cassette. It was Slum. You know what I'm saying?
Because that's how, like, I heard the Slum Village, but I could honestly say, like, you know, had it not been maybe for the affiliation, you know, with Q-Tip and Tribe and that whole movement, I don't think I really would have heard of Jay as early as I did. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
That Slum Village album was no joke.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
was it Volume 2? Was there a Volume 1? It was Fantastic Volume 2. Is that... That was the Slum Village album. Was there a Volume 1?
Yeah, there's a Volume 1. Mm-hmm.
I gotta get up on that shit. Yeah. I ain't got the Volume 1.
Yeah, man. A lot of people are just now starting to find out about him. Sometimes, you know, over the last couple of years, we see a lot of people getting interested in it. And that's good. It's a great thing. You know what I'm saying? Because we definitely want legacy to, like, live on, man.
So, Tip, after that, did you mm-hmm. you guys form... What, what's going on? You guys form the UMA. Right, mm-hmm. was just you, him, and Ali Shaheed, right? Because was Beats, Rhymes, and Life was most of the production first introduced, where you first heard Dilla?
Yeah, because we had just finished, you know, we was on tour for Midnight, and when I met him, I was just like, when I heard it, it's crazy because the first person I played it for actually was Dove from De La Soul, Plug 2. Because I seen him, you know, he was always road dog, and I was just like, yo, listen to this shit. So he's like, what the fuck is this shit? And I remember the beat, the first beat we heard, like, we really tuned in with was this joint. It was a CTI label joint. I'm remiss, right? I'm old age, whatever. But you know what I'm saying? We just kept playing and kept playing it. And I called him. I was like, yo, dog, you were fucking nuts. Niggas
beast.
Need to hear you.
He can chop some records, though.
No, he's a scientist. So, so I, you know, I tried to plug him in as much as I could. I remember Mob was probably the first people I really played him for. And, you know, of course, Busta and D'Angelo. I think, Quest, you said you was on the phone, right, when I played it for
when D'Angelo played it for me, I was, like, long distance in Germany. And I stayed on the phone for, like, 25 minutes. That was before, like, the age of Skype.
Wow.
So my hotel bill was like...
Yeah, crazy.
Crazy. Pass per diem.
This part of the tape is dedicated to my man, Dilla. You're going to be sorely missed, my nigga. Word. And this is the
what
if portion of the tape. And what if De La would have got the Do You Beat that SV used from JD first? I mean, we wanted that joint bad, y'all, but... By the time we reached out for it, Jay let us know, Slum had got it, and they did their thing on it, y'all, but yo, this is our version of it, here it is, it's called Relax. All right, y'all, we here now.
This is a super relax, relax, super relax, relax. Relax your mind, let your consciousness be free, get down, girl.
Relax your mind, y'all,
relax your mind, let your consciousness be free, get down, girl.
Get down, y'all.
Relax your mind, let your conscience be free. Get down, girl, get down, girl. Relax your mind, let your conscience be free. Get down, girl, get down, girl, get down.
Just another day in a lonely world, where I like to make a lonely girl feel a little less lonely. Tell her, tell her she's my one and only. She got homegirls who likes to do more in the chat, so she asked where my homies at. I mean, that song was fly, but if my homie can't have none, saying I won't have fun is honestly just a goddamn lie. Self-missions are less stress, and cut out the mess of having a girl.
where I find if I'm lying or not. With a girl, cause my niggas like a pie in the same spot with her. I'm like the fox with the fur well groomed. You find me in hot clubs and hotel rooms with between the chic crad. And if the band tweaks are noise free, I'll put it to use. Swig from the tiger beers for the extra boost. Blow out your back like flames over the cake. Cut out a piece of your heart for the claim. And I get you worked up to cream. And I can get on some Snoop Dogg shit and scream. What's my motherfucking name?
Let your conscience be free. Get down, girl.
Get down, y'all.
Relax your mind. Let your conscience be free. Get down, girl. Get down, girl. Relax your mind.
Relax your mind.
Relax your mind.
Let your conscience be free.
Relax your mind. Let your conscience be free. Get down, girl.
Get down, y'all.
Get down, girl. Get down.
It's no big deal.
Take it slow.
She's not the widow. It's no big deal.
Take it slow.
She's not the widow. It's no big deal.
Take it slow.
She's not the widow.
Yeah.